Melvina?
Yes.
I got great news for you.
Okay.
So your father looks like at some point he was eligible for Medicaid. His Medicaid is inactive right now, okay? So we got to find a way to reactivate his Medicaid, because Medicaid is going to be the program that's going to pay you to assist him or to get an aid in the home, okay? So I'm going to give you all the information. Huh? Yep, I'm going to give you all the information that you need, because we're going to further you along onto the hiring process as well. You're going to be the caregiver, right?
And most likely it'll be somebody in my family will be.
All right, I'm going to list you down until you determine who it is, okay?
Okay.
All right, I need you to write some information down. Just let me know when you're ready, and I'm also going to be transferring you to someone that can further assist you, okay?
Hold on.
So we can get this, we're going to get this this process started for you today, okay?
They're not putting egg coming out like that, are they?
Excuse me?
Okay, all right, thank you. I'm ready.
So you want to write Medicaid broker number?
Okay.
It's 877.
877.
550.
550.
4227.
Okay.
You're going to let them know that your father's in need of home care services, and you want to know how to activate, like, what's missing, what documents are missing, why is his Medicaid inactive. I'm also going to give you his Medicaid ID number. Let me know when you're ready to write it down. His Medicaid ID is 110.
110.
205.
6023. 6023.
Now, he's either missing a recertification, he's missing an assessment, he's missing something from his file that they couldn't either get a hold of him, or they closed it because there's documentation's missing, either financials, yeah, something's missing.
I don't set the phone because they call him a lot, but like I said, my dad is blind and deaf, so he wouldn't be able to do anything. He would be blind, so anything, he better come to me and find out, okay?
Okay, got it. So what's going to happen is that we're just going to try to see how we can force this back open, okay?
Okay.
So we can get him on. Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing you again, but we're going to bear through this. Okay, give me 1 second. Let me see if Miss Abigail's available, okay?
All right, thank you. Well, I'm having a problem with my phone today.
Okay, I'm transferring you to Miss Abigail right now. Please hold.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Call me if you need me. You have all my information. Please hold.